Gopi jana ballabha giridhara dhari giridhara dhari jasoda nandana prajajana randhana Jasoda nandana prajajana randhana Jamuna tira vana chadi Jamuna tira vana chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Kunja Bihari Gopi jana ballabha giridhara dhari giridhara dhari Gopi jana ballabha giridhara dhari Giridhara dhari Jasoda nandana Brajajana randhana Jasoda nandana Brajajana randhana Jamana tira vana chadi Jamuna tira vana chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Mishnupad Paramahamsa Hariyarikacharaja Astatarasata Sisi Maharaj Divine Grace Sisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Grantarad Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Kaur Pemanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Text 36 Yes From Canto 10, Chapter 10 Nama Parama Kalyana Nama Parama Mangala Vasudevaya Shantaya Yadunam Pateye Namaha Nama Parama Kalyana Nama Parama Mangala Vasudevaya Shantaya Yadho Nam Pateye Namaha Nama Parama Kalyana Nama Parama Mangala Vasudevaya Shantaya.Vasudevaya Shantaya Yadunam Pattaye Namaha. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances. Paramakalyana, you are the supreme auspiciousness. Namaha, our respectful obeisances unto you.Parama Mangala, whatever you do is good. Vasudevaya, unto the original personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Shantaya, unto the most peaceful.Yadunam, of the Yadu dynasty. Pattaye, unto the controller. Namaha, our respectful obeisances unto you. Translation, O supremely auspicious, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you who are the supreme good. O most famous descendant and controller of the Yadu dynasty, O son of Vasudeva, O most peaceful, let us offer our obeisances unto your lotus feet. Purport. The word Paramakalyana is significant because Krishna, in any of his incarnations,appears in order to protect the sadhus, pritranaya sadhunam. The sadhus, saintly persons or devotees, are always harassed by non-devotees. And Krishna appears in his incarnations to give them relief. This is his first concern. If we study the history of Krishna's life, we shall find that for the most of his life, he predominantly engaged in killing demons.One after another. So, reading this verse, it reminded me of those verses from Queen Kunti's prayers.Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha, etc. Qu- Queen Kunti is just calling names of Krishna. And Nala Kuvera and Manigriva, they're doing the same, reciting names of Krishna with Namaha. A detail, this Namaha word, like, you know, people in India, when you come off an airplane in Delhi, you're heading for you know, getting your luggage and customs and immigration and all that, this picture folded hands like in Namaha or Namaste, excuse me, Namaste. So that's how people greet each other commonly, Namaste. So it's kind of like, you know, Haribol or nice to see you, you know, the Western. But the meaning is profound. According to Padma Purana, Namaha means no false ego. That's nice. Namaha. And in that mood of Namaha is offering respect without false ego. This thing, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastrika 3, Amani Namanadena. In one word, Namaha. If contemplation is there, what the meaning is used so many times we kind of get jaded and don't really think what the meaning is, or we don't even know what the meaning is because we didn't have acharyas to teach us the meaning. But that's the meaning. With no false ego, offering respect. So for example in our Gayatri mantras, Namaha is there again and again. So when meditating on offering respect to Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, in this case it's Krishna, Namaha. So their false ego is gone. They had really big and bad false egos, prideful false egos. Compliments of Narada Muni, two things. They were relieved of that pride and false ego, mercy of sadhu, and Krishna delivered them, which was part of Narada's benediction. Krishna will deliver you. So they now they're Chuta Bhaktas, free from false ego and pride. The gift of Narada Muni. And following the Namaha word are names. So I'm going to read in a moment very insightful commentary by our acharyas on this verse. Prabhupada's verse purport is very short and audience specific, because any speaker knows his audience, and Prabhupada's audience was the world. And one of the concerns, natural concerns, of any living entity in this world is a place of danger. And where are we going to get our protection in a place of danger? So his rendering of this auspiciousness of Krishna, the first name that's in the list here, Parama Kalyana, O supremely auspicious, is the auspiciousness of giving protection to the sadhus. He appears, so Prabhupada is writing, Krishna's appearance as the son of Vasudeva, etc., was for that purpose. Now, he did many other things, but Prabhupada is emphasizing, if we study the history of Krishna's life, we find that for the most of his life, he predominantly engaged in killing demons that would harass the devotees, because that's what demons do, and that's what you become a devotee, you get harassed by demons. It's just, you know, the nature of the place. So if you don't want to be harassed by demons, don't become a devotee. And if you become a devotee, expect you'll be harassed by demons. But also, most importantly, expect that Krishna will protect you, because that's his supremely auspicious nature. That's Prabhupada's emphasis. Just like with Prahlad and the appearance of Lord Srinadeva, I had an interesting experience. It's related, but it's anecdotal. In the course of my travels, the devotee who did this photographic publication about Lord Srinadeva, Dhruva, some of you know, he's Nrisimha Bhakta from childhood and now in his mid-years and probably till he leaves this world. He's just like, get near him, what to speak of, bump into him, and this Nrisimha Bhakti just comes pouring out. And on 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 and on, you know, about so many things. Nrisimha. And one of the things I heard when I saw him when traveling is, although by different names, and sometimes not by different names, Nrisimha is worshipped by persons of different religions. And he's seen as the person, that the supreme person who we can receive protection from. Pausing on purpose. You want protection? Of course, Nrisimha is an expansion of Krishna. So you take shelter of Krishna. But specific to protection is Nrisimhadeva. And cultures, religions, went on and on in details. You know, his studies have demonstrated to him Nrisimhadeva is respected regardless of religion and culture and stuff. Because there's safety there. And, you know, conversely, supposing one doesn't have that shelter, it's fearful. Because at any time, anything could happen, and sure enough, anything can happen. It happens. There's danger at every step. Padam, padam, yadi padam, natesham, in the Bhagavatam's language. So where do you go? Shelter. So this is, and where does Nrisimhadeva get the power to give protection? From the source of everything, from Krishna, who is the source of everything. So we can, you know, so emphasis in Prabhupada's purport is all the incarnations, because that's the previous verse that I guess you discussed yesterday, so many incarnations and so many forms that they're understanding Krishna standing before Nalakuvera and Manigriva. He is the source of all those incarnations. He's the source of protection. Thus, Parama Kalyana. We have been protected by you. We were prideful and filled with false ego. We have been relieved of that pride and false ego by your mercy. Of course, the instrument was Narada. But behind Narada is Krishna. Because Krishna upheld the words of Narada. Both become trees and become delivered. because that's what Krishna does. Pritanaya Sadhanam, he upholds the word of his devotee, just like Lord Ramachandra. What could be greater, what could be more satisfying than upholding the word of my father? So this is a high character, this is the personality of Godhead, and etc. So it's a Vaishnav quality. It's because it's Krishna's quality. You want to be in harmony with Krishna, you want to have qualities like Krishna has, take shelter of Krishna, and you get qualities like Krishna has. So they have achieved that, and they're appreciating him in that way. But within Krishna is everything. So these names, at least several of these names, are secondary names. What does that mean? According to Harinam Chintamani or Namacharya Haridas Thakur, there's primary and there's secondary names. And secondary names are indicating the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Shantaya. That's a quality. It's one of Krishna's names. It's not like we're not interested in secondary names. It's in the Bhagavatam. We're interested in secondary. We're interested in Krishna. But it's not the fullness of Krishna, but it's a feature of Krishna. Shantaya. He is the ultimate peaceful person. Oh, most peaceful. And Shantaya is submission. This is Namaha Aya. I offer my submission unto you without false ego. Or Parama Mangala. That's a quality. As one of Krishna's qualities. And others, his incarnations from the previous verse, they have these qualities too. But then the primary names, just like this, Vasudevaya, unto the original personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So that's a primary name. It's Krishna in his relationship with his devotee. And those names deliver prema. Primary names deliver prema. Secondary names deliver one from the entanglement of material existence. Potency in those names. So they're reciting those names, just like Queen Kunti recited Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Those are primary names. And there's potency in those names, just hearing those names, reciting those names, remembering those names. There's potency. And now I'm going to read the commentary. It's really nice. Starting with Vishwanath, because Vishwanath has a different audience and he has a different... Because of his different audience, he has a specific mood. He's a Rasika Bhakta. So when he speaks of Krishna being the supreme auspiciousness, his emphasis is Krishna gives Krishna prema. Prabhupada's emphasis is Krishna's supreme emphasis, supreme auspiciousness is he delivers one from tribulation, being harassed by the demons. And, you know, everything in the material energy. He grants liberation from harassment and protection. Maybe what I'll do is just go straight to the chronology in these acharyas' writings is Sanatana Goswami. So, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, chronologically. Having indicated the purpose of the avatars, that's the text 35, Nalakuvera and Manigriva summarize, singing sweet names of unlimited power while offering respects with devotion. Right? Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Oh, most auspicious form, by your very nature, Parama Kalyana. Or, oh, person endowed with the highest prema, because that's superlatively auspicious. Oh, form which gives auspiciousness, or happiness in this and the next life to the universe. That's this Parama Mangala. So, Vishva Mangala. These two phrases indicate devotion with no desires and with desires. No desires means no material desires. With desires means with spiritual desires. Because these two are now Shuddha Bhaktas. Paragraph. How is he auspicious? He appeared through Vasudeva to give benefit to all. He is without fault. Or with the form of joy, Shantaya. He's giving his commentary with these, how we should understand or the potency found within these names. He acts continually as a leader of the Yadu, Kshatriyas, and the cowherds. Yadu Nam Pataye. Skanda Purana describes the cowherds as Yadus. He quotes Skanda Purana. That is, he, Krishna, protected all the cowherds who were Yadavas from Indra's reign. At that place, the Lord was bathed by Indra, the enemy of the cowherds. Indra was trying to destroy the cowherds. And they're referred to in Skanda Purana as Yadus. Vasudeva can also indicate his birth pastime. Shantaya can indicate his lack of anger, even in battle, and is peaceful, showing dharma when the wives of the brahmanas requested his love. Yadunam Pateye indicates that after going to Mathura, he would perform pastimes in Dwaraka, by protecting the Yadus. Thus, the goal of all avatars, that's the previous verse, expressed by Parama Kalyana and Vishva Mangala, is explained in this summary of Krishna's pastime. So just by reciting the names, Sanatana Goswami is saying, he's just summarizing his pastimes. Just saying the names. So he's not elaborating on the pastimes. He's just saying the names. But he's summarizing Krishna's pastimes by names. Then chronologically, after Sanatana Goswami came Jiva Goswami. So here's Jiva Goswami's commentary. Feeling pleasure in the Lord's qualities, by chanting his names, describing those qualities after indicating they should, that they should get auspiciousness through the Lord's appearance, previous verse, unable to serve appropriately, they simply offer respects. Oh, auspicious form, by your very nature, Parama Kalyana. Oh, form which gives auspiciousness or happiness in this and the next life to the universe, Vishwamangalam. These two phrases indicate devotion with no desires and with desires, quite similar to Sanatan Goswami's commentary. There's some other detail. How is he auspicious? He appeared through Vasudev to give benefit to all. He is without fault. Or with a form of joy, Shantaya. He acts continually as a leader of the Yadu Kshatriyas and the cowherds. He again quotes the Skanda Purana. He's just following predecessor Acharya. He doesn't invoke the name. In Sanatana Goswami's commentary, Prabhupada would sometimes say, he'll gloss, according to the commentary of so-and-so. Sometimes he wouldn't. Jiva Goswami is similarly. Now here's Vishwanath, chronologically next. I pay my respects to you who gives the greatest auspiciousness, prema bhakti, to the jivas. Now Prabhupada's emphasis is protection. Vishwanath is give prema to the jivas, parama kalyana, who is the very form of auspiciousness, parama mangala. That's his commentary. So our process, the primary means of achieving perfection of life, is through the names. Sri Radhika was asking the other day something about other names. Other names are fine. Here's some other names. And within all those names, there's a source of all those names and all those potencies within those names, and that this name Krishna. How do we know that? The Bhagavatam, that's how we know that. It's the best of names. The all-attractive. Because these things and all other things, the Almighty and whatever else the names may mean, Krishna indicates that and more. You can't say the opposite. But so, fantastic. Parama Mangala. Shantaya. Fantastic. Yahweh Adonai. Fantastic. Call God's names. And amongst all those names, one is superlative. So they understand that. I mean, by mercy, he's the source of all incarnations. All incarnations have these wonderful qualities. These qualities are within those incarnations, and Krishna is the source of those incarnations and all qualities. So reciting Krishna's qualities, reciting Krishna's names, as we heard Sanatana Goswami summarizing Krishna's pastimes just by citing names, because within the names is everything, isn't it? Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, everything is there. You don't have to be a scholar. Scholars have a place in Krishna consciousness. There's abundant elaborations, elucidations, innuendos. Here we are. These Sanatana Goswami and Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath are not Gyanis. They're unpacking the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam for us. It's wonderful. And Prabhupada is audience specific, helping the world understand there's a place of shelter for us. And that shelter for us is just become connected to the personality of Godhead, and you'll be protected by him. Not like he'll neglect you if you don't, but the special protection is reciprocation with a special shelter. So, Masurjaha, don't worry. As they say in Australia, no worries. No worries, man. Okay. Discussion. Questions. Subal, I knew it.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, thank you. I was just thinking on the having the protection of the Lord, and for the devotees, the protection is there, is clear, as you explained.
For the devotees, what?
The protection of the Lord is there.
Yes.
And however, sometimes we feel, devotees going through
tribulations,
very difficult things. I mean, some tribulations is natural, but then you see some situations in which devotees really are hurting and being hurt by, say,
whatever, this,
whatever like that. Now, even with thinking of myself, sometimes you're not aware of Krishna's protection, and you're trying to find ways of protecting yourself. So you come to that situation. Is it that the Lord is reciprocating according to that? Okay, you still don't trust me, you go and protect yourself. Or indeed, he is still protecting and we not aware of that.
Both. Why either or? He's still protecting. And part of the protecting is you learn by the school of hard knocks. You can't protect yourself. Taking that false shelter away is part of his protecting. That's the more profound realization of somebody that, gets it. And then there's people that don't get it, or there's mix. So he's protecting all three. Until we get it. And then it's like full protection. Then he gives himself to us completely. We're his. And he is ours. That's prema. Until we get to the prema stage, we're in this less than prema stage. So don't lament. Oh, I'm not at the prema stage. All right, I'm still feeling I have to protect myself. That's also protection. Krishna is taking that away as his protection. And he may not, have a devotee come along and curse you to become a tree, but, it's protection. Not either or. One of Vandranarayan Swami's favorite statements of Srila Prabhupada is, a sign of intelligence is that in the mind one can hold simultaneously two opposite things. The mind is a binary processor. It's either a one or a zero. It can't be both a one and a zero. But Krishna is everything. He didn't leave you alone when you're in a difficult situation. He reciprocates especially when there's full dependence upon him. And so he can ramp up the, you know, the difficulty so that you take full shelter of him. I'm going to be speaking about this Saturday night. This is my topic. Stay tuned. Someone else? Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for your class. Thank you for your class.
I'm just trying to, I'm training already because I know what the experience is.
I didn't have the opportunity, I think I read the verse yesterday, I didn't hear it this morning. But
say it slower, please.
Okay. I believe the purport says one of Krishna's main activities is killing the demons.
That's in the purport.
Yeah. And we also hear that Chaitanya and the holy name appear to kill our demoniac mentality. It's that verse that says,
Yes, I'm aware.
Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jaganistar. And but my question is regarding this verse and similar ones is that in Prabhupada's purport to the Gita, he says, thinking of Krishna and chanting.
Say it again slower. In Prabhupada's purport.
In a Prabhupada's introduction, actually, of the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
He says that Krishna says, think of me. And Chaitanya says, chant my name. And he says there's no difference between these instructions.
Great. So, nice. That's beautiful.
So my question is that when we think of money.
If we think of
money or honor, being honored, or lust, there's obviously some perception in the mind and in the body. But when we think of Krishna, it's like no lights, cameras, and action goes off. So my question is, why would Krishna appear to empower the material energy more to
speak
make us
slower? Why would Krishna do what?
Empower the material energy.
Why not?
To make us forget him. Like, wouldn't
why not?
He?
You want to forget him? You shouldn't do that. Because you said he shouldn't do that. But, you know, he doesn't follow what you say. He reciprocates with living entities' desires. He gives them instructions. That's a bad, you know, give up that desire. But he doesn't, you know, he reciprocates with their desire. Right? Yathamam prapajante. So, he'll like it. He doesn't advise it. But he doesn't interfere with free will. Otherwise, there's no free will. He reciprocates. He's loving. Yes. Krishna Archana, please. Up front. Krishna Archana, raise your hand. She speaks slowly. I don't have to ask her to speak slowly.
I just wanted to know, Sriram Paraswami, who is the audience of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he put that emphasis on Prema Bhakti?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has different emphasis because he's a Rasika Bhakta. It doesn't mean when Krishna gives Prema Bhakti that he doesn't give protection to the devotee from demons. He's just taking it to another level because he's a Rasika Bhakta. To him, it's a subset. Prabhupada's audience is, you know, a different audience. He's speaking to his audience. That's my understanding, anyway. Sure.
My understanding is a devotee receives protection to the extent of his surrender. And as you were speaking, different levels of protection and different levels of taking shelter, I was thinking, how is it that one can go from one level of shelter taking to the next level of shelter taking?
Association. and making choice through that association and sticking with it.
Similar question. You were saying that the nature of this place is that when one becomes a devotee, one can expect that demons will harass him, and also one can expect that Krishna will protect. So I wanted to focus on this word expectation or expect, because you know that word has a very material connotation for me. It's a very loaded word for me, because that expectation comes with so much baggage. I'm wondering how to not slip into expecting a particular Krishna's protection to take a particular form.
Well, it's embedded in the commentary of our two acharyas. Glorification with desire, glorification without desire. First is without desire. Then with desire, it's an expectation. But expecting reality is a spiritual expectation. Now, going back to Sabal's question, my read is Krishna's protection should look like this. And if my expectation is Krishna's protection should look like this, that's material. He's not obliged to do anything. He's fully independent. But we can expect his protection. And it may be whatever he wants. That's just fine. That's a realistic expectation, a spiritual one. So we don't toss out expectations. We spiritualize them. We don't eliminate desire. We spiritualize them. We're not impersonalists. We're not afraid. We're protected. That's a realistic expectation. Spiritual one. Say it again. It becomes materially tainted and contaminates my consciousness, so I can't remember Krishna when the tribulation comes or the calamity comes, because I have an expectation. I'm going to be protected. I'm not going to have calamities. Whoa, here comes a calamity. And it doesn't stop. It keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going, it keeps going. And Krishna went to sleep. Or if you're Harold Krishna, he makes mistakes. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, you know, God makes mistakes. He shouldn't, but he does. And that, you know, now I've just adjusted my expectations. But they're still material. Protection, however he wants. My prayer is you can protect me however you like. You can do with me whatever you like. Just continually engage me in your service with love in my heart for you. Then it's a spiritual expectation. And his protection will come however he likes. Because it's going to be that way anyways. The Prabhupada key.